Hey, we're Alex,
Etienne,
Marc-Antoine,
and JP from Mute, and you're listening to The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
Thanks for tuning in to another volume of The Grind right here on punkradiocast.com. My name is Chris, and I don't want to alarm you or anything. I'm just going to give you the heads up that today's show, volume 86, it's going to be fucking awesome. If you're a fan of punk rock, you've come to the right place. Sit down, strap in, do whatever it is you're doing now, but be prepared to rock out. Right off the top of the show, you heard a song and a greeting from Mute. The song we heard is called Shredder, and it's coming off of their most recent album, The Raven. In case you hadn't heard, we've got a great interview coming up in today's show, brought to us by our Ottawa correspondent, our Minister of Skate Punk, Marcus. He recently sat down with the members of the French-Canadian band following their Ottawa performance to discuss their writing process, their love of the 90s Swedish skate punk scene, and they even switched up a bit to confuse a shitload of people and discuss playing French-speaking countries in Europe. In French. During the Mute Marcus Melee in French, we also hear from Céline, a huge Swiss strung out fan who you've possibly run into if you've gone to a strung out gig. She's been to 157 strung out shows all over the world. In fact, I ran into her back in 2008 when I was down in Los Angeles for the Twisted by Design strung out 10 year anniversary concert / benefit show. Really cool girl, and she just goes all over the place to catch strung out live. Definitely a dedicated fan. Well, along with that Mute feature, Marcus has also been busy selecting the majority of the music that we'll be hearing in Volume 86 of The Grind. We've got From the Mailbox artists such as We Will Fly, that's melodic hardcore coming from Germany, a couple melodic hardcore acts from Italy, Waiting for Better Days, and X-State Ride. We'll also hear some new songs from our tech punk friends in IVS, and we'll have some more goodies in the show as well. Up first is a song from Sydney, Australia's punk power trio, A Bowl of Goldfish, off of their Ménage à Batoir album. This is Chemical Attraction. We'll be right back.
Following old pace you dreaded. You can leave your brain behind, won't need it where you're headed. But don't even think you're coming down. But I got you high above.
Aussie 3-piece sure do know how to mix influences together. Something for everyone guaranteed. That's Ebola Goldfish. These guys have a couple albums out and have also recently recorded a new demo, which we here at The Grind were able to get our hands on. Here's a couple tracks from that. This is History.
Hide away from the memory of something wrong. Yes, you hide away. Hide away so you cannot see. All you are left with lies, questions, decide how we do, don't always say. Are we just victims of bad choices made? Evil done, who to blame? Must be the forces you cannot explain. You do your best, the best you know, but how to get. Hide!
wrong, but you hide away, hide away. There is something wrong, something wrong, but you hide away.
Save the day, no solace, save. We wait.
history. We just heard another new song from Ebola Goldfish's 2010 demo. That was an awesome song with great lyrics. Missionary is the name of that track. Ebola Goldfish are also going to be on tour in Western Australia in November with The Decline. Now you can find them online, myspace.com/EbolaGoldfishBand, or you can track them down on Facebook as well. Over to the heart of Germany now, Berlin, for our next From the Mailbox artist feature. We Will Fly is a three-piece melodic hardcore group who shred music similar to Strike Anywhere and Propagandhi. Let's hear a song off of their 2008 album, Your Darkness Shows Us the Light. The song is called Utopia. Some sick stuff there from We Will Fly. These guys are also great buddies with Nuremberg, Germany's Save the Embers, who we've featured on previous volumes of The Grind, including an interview that Marcus brought to us last summer from his European adventures. We Will Fly have toured Europe in DIY fashion on several occasions, and they don't plan to stop. And neither do we. Here's two more songs off of their 2010 Bangarang album, The Breather, followed by Lullabies. Fly with Lullabies. Like I mentioned earlier, those two songs are coming off of their most recent release, Bangarang, which was put out on Fat Sound in Germany. You can also pick up their albums or merch directly from them at shows or over the web via PayPal. Find out more info on their MySpace, myspace.com/wewillfly. They will also be on the road in 2011, so watch for them to be owning a stage and kicking ass, as only a band with three lead vocalists can, while performing together. The title track off their newest, We Will Fly with Bangarang.
This one for you, who you love dancing under the sun when it's shining down. This one for you, who you love laughing and having fun with your friends around. Yeah, for you.
RadioCast.com has amazing prices on CDs, vinyl, and clothing. Fast shipping and great customer support.
I deal with the goddamn customers so the engineers don't have to. I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that? What the hell is wrong with you people?
Support PunkRadioCast.com and buy from ShopRadioCast.com.
ShopRadioCast.
It's silent. It's definite. We just talk to
big,
open and honestly, we sit. And bleeding, while we swallow every stride of truth. We have to stop this fucking dummy. And create nothing but good memories. Because the memories of these moments will soon be all that we have left. You pull away when I mean what I say. Can't say what I mean. I need to shut the fuck up.
get any worse. You pull away when I need to decide something, anything. I need to shut the fuck up. Things can't get any worse. That's when I open my mouth too wide and my heart falls out. You watch a quiver on that kitchen floor, but why still have your attention? Question that shit, what this means like probably fucking speechless, and I have so much more I still need to say. But every time I try to speak, I trip over every word. People away when I'm in what I say. If they wanna be, I need to shut the fuck up. Things can't get any worse. You pull away when I need to say something, anything. I need to shut the fuck up. Things can't get any worse. Can't be what they meant by love.
Dancing. What is it and what can it do for you? That was from a new band rising from the ashes of the now defunct Newfoundland punk rockers, the Class War Kids. The band is called Brutal Youth, a nod to the Elvis Costello album of the same name. Their brand new album, Spill Your Guts, is out now on Death to False Hope Records. And a big shout out to Randy and our friends at Rebel Time Records for getting this in my hands. Let's hear a couple more songs off of that. This is Artful, Brutal Youth on the Grind. And you can actually pick up this album for yourself over at deathtofalsehoperecords.com, where it's available for free or online donation. One more from Brutal Youth coming right up. This is Irrational Fear of Water.
Hi, we're Matt,
Nick,
Adam,
Steve,
and Justin
from IBS,
and you're listening to The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
know that how I felt was real, but your actions make those feelings disappear. So I'm leaving, I'm still dreaming, but I have to let you go. It's time to walk away and bury all that we had in the past. No chances, it's too late. You made your choice, it's too late to go back. About 1 year back, I fell in love, or so it seemed, but watching what you do had made it very clear to see that I'm a step above and you're not the one for me. It just took too much heartache to break free. So I'm leaving, I'm still dreaming, but I have to let you go.
Ontario Melodic Punk's IBS with a song called Heartburn. That's just one of three songs that we have for you today, coming off of their new Extinction EP. If you're catching the last couple days of the Mute Tour down in the States, go to their merch table and ask if you can get a copy of IBS's Extinction EP. I think they're in Kansas City and Denver for the last couple shows. Matt from IVS is out on tour with Mute, and it will more than likely hook you up with a copy. If you can't pick it up there, keep your eyes out for IVS's split release with Reset that should be coming out later this year. Here's a song that will be on that split. This is Extinction.
Revolution stopped. Selfless acts, part of the free. I couldn't help but notice you and take some sympathy. So I tried to give you a helping hand, but somehow you wound up taking more than
Extinction from IVS, we went right into a song from a band who are a major influence on the band that we've got an interview coming up with in just 15 minutes or so, Mute. That was a song from Craig's brother. The song was called The Mistake of Caring. These guys are classic. But that song's a newer one that will be coming off of a new release from Craig's brother out in the not-so-distant future. Once we have more details on that release, we'll be featuring some songs from them on an upcoming volume of The Grind. In the meantime, check out more Craig's Brother at www.craigsbrother.com for news to purchase songs, merch, and whatnot. Let me briefly take a moment to tell you what's coming up on next week's volume of The Grind, volume 87. Will be airing on the 1st of October, same grind time, same grind channel. In volume 87, we will be hearing music from and featuring interviews with Molten Lava. They're a two-piece drum-bass combo that we are very fond of here at The Grind. Also in the show, a great pop-punk band originally from Calgary who have recently relocated to Toronto, Ontario. We're talking Inner City Elegance. And last but not least, Calgary's legendary Knucklehead. These guys have been going for 15 years now and have a new album that will be available in 4 days called Hearts on Fire. Now you can head over to shopradiocast.com. That's punkradiocast.com's sister site. That's our shop. You can support Punk Radio Cast by buying all your punk rock stuff at Shop Radio Cast. Head over there now and you can pick up the new Knucklehead album, Hearts on Fire for a steal of a deal, $9.99. They've got lots of great stuff. Pre-orders on all sorts of different formats, CDs, vinyls. I know I get a lot of my vinyl from there. They have limited edition stuff coming out the wazoo. Do people say wazoo anymore? I don't know. I just did. Anyways, here's something to hold you over. Off of Hearts on Fire, Knucklehead with Rock, Rhythm, and Boots. Rhythm and Boots from Knucklehead. More with them in next week's show. Up now, this is Bari Italy's five-piece melodic hardcore combo, Waiting for Better Days, with Giorno per Giorno.
Thank you.
Waiting for Better Days have shared the stage with Sardinia's own to Ed Gein, genre-sniffing sock punk creators Turn It Red, Rebuke, Thanks for All the Shoes, and many more. Speaking of shoes, these guys kick so much ass that they've got a shoe sponsorship with DC Shoes. Let's get into another one from them. This is Sumera Truth.
No!
if you're ever in Barrie and you're looking for someplace cool, hit up the Never Stop Skate Shop for some great deals and say hello to David. He's the shop's owner, who's also the drummer in Waiting for Better Days. If you're looking for a gig in Barrie, hit up David as well, because he runs Never Stop Booking. Good resource for you there. Find the band themselves, myspace.com/waiting4betterdays. You can pick up CDs, t-shirts, all sorts of stuff there. Or pick up their split CD that they put out with our next band in the show, X State Ride. Before we get into that, The Grind gives a big shout out to Miss Athena, Waiting for Better Days' lovely and friendly manager. Off of that split CD with X State Ride, this is Vetro. We'll be right back. went from a Waiting for Better Days song off of that split to an X-State Ride song from the same release. Their song that we played is called Holy Pigs. X-State Ride are a four-piece coming from the Reggio Emilia, Italy. Along with that split CD, they also have three other albums out, including a best-of album released in Japan. They've played shows with Belvedere, Beer Bong, Short on Time, Mad Caddies, our friends at High Five Drive, many, many more. Find them online, find their history, find their upcoming shows, all at myspace.com/xstateride. No E, just the letter X, State Ride. Just the one song from them on today's show. In fact, we've only got one more song before we get into Marcus's interview with Mute, and it's coming up from Mute's Roadies Band, once again, a song from IVS. It's called The Plague, and it's actually a re-recorded song previously found on their 2009 album, Rest Assured, We Are Not Your Saviors. Following that, we'll hear something off of Mute's most recent release called Apocalypse Soon. IVS, The Plague, followed by Mute with Apocalypse Soon on The Grind, Volume 86.
everyone, this is Marcus reporting for The Grind on punkradiocast.com. It has indeed been a while since I've conducted an interview. For me, busy summer with holidays, a new house, and much more. Glad to be back doing this, and without further ado, today I'm hanging out with the guys from Mute. So who am I speaking to today?
Well, I'm Etienne, I play drums and I sing.
I'm Marc Antoine and I play guitar in Mute.
I'm Alex and I play guitar.
And JP was here, but he is...
fixing the trailer.
Fixing the trailer. And he did what in the band? Or he does what? Sorry?
He's playing bass, he sings, and he's doing monkey sounds.
Monkey sounds. So you guys are currently on tour across Canada and in parts of the States with some awesome bands. How is the tour going so far, and what was yesterday's show in Ottawa like?
Well, the tour so far has been great. We played lots of cool places. Ottawa show last night was all right. we did like a big festival the day before in Quebec City. So it's not that Ottawa was disappointing, but we played such a huge, in front of a huge crowd. In Quebec City, that Ottawa was all right. It was a Sunday night as well, so
that's true. And I guess it's the first time you tour with some of those bands.
Yeah, all of them.
You never toured. Okay, yeah. Then that's awesome. So I guess in terms of touring with them, how do you find it so far?
Well, the lineup's great. We're all fast bands, so every night it's fun to hear them play. I never heard of We Are the Union before, and they're a great band. Mm-hmm. And I'm filling in. I'm doing two songs with them every night.
Oh, nice.
Their drummer was too drunk in Whistler, and he broke his wrist. So I'm filling in, and I love that band.
Awesome. So before we go any further, and before we forget, in addition to Mute, as a very special treat, we have Matt from IVS, who's Mute's roadie during the tour. So how's it going, Matt?
Hello. I'm good. I wouldn't call this a special treat, but I guess it's a treat to some people.
Are the guys treating you right, Matt?
Oh, yeah. They're super nice. I have so much fun every day, especially Alex. Alex has just been a great sport all along.
The kindest human being, eh?
Yeah, totally, totally. Yeah, it's a lot of fun to be on tour, even though, I wish I was playing, but it's still awesome. Meet a lot of cool people and see a lot of cool places that I've never seen before. That's cool, because I live in Canada, but I haven't really seen Canada.
That's true. So we'll get back to you later.
Okay.
Mute has crossed over to Europe the last 2 years. How was the experience, and what did you guys learn touring overseas?
I'd say that touring Europe is probably the best thing ever. Everything's better over there. Just, the drives are not too long. Shows are great. People are really into punk rock. So I really like touring Europe.
I guess you guys have gotten help from Menix in terms of booking.
Yeah.
So how big of a resource was he when heading overseas?
Well, he did an amazing job booking those shows both times. The first time was really good, and the second time was just amazing. We had really, really good shows. It was amazing. The job he did, he worked really hard for us, and we really appreciate everything that he did for us.
Any plans to head back to Europe or maybe another country in the future?
Yeah, for sure. We'd like to go back to Europe, but with a new CD, of course, because we've been there twice with the Raven. And we'd like to tour. We'd like to go anywhere. South America, Russia.
Australia, Japan.
True.
Yeah.
I guess you guys have three releases under your belts right now. The Blueprint CP, the Sleepers full length, and obviously the Raven that came out recently. And in 2008, your most recent album.
Mm-hmm.
And it has blown people's minds, to be honest. And by the way, if some of you don't have the album, do buy it. So for the Raven, you guys have been getting top-notch reviews, press, and praise from the entire world. How have you guys adapted as a band to all that attention? You guys seem pretty chill, so I'm guessing it's all good.
Yeah, we worked really hard on that CD. We spent 4 years writing it and recording it. It has been a long and hard journey for us. We were stoked that people were into it, and we just wanted to tour the Raven as much as possible. And that's what we did the past 2 years. That's pretty much it.
And speaking of the Raven again, earlier this year, you guys unveiled a new music video for the song Fading Out. Are you the type of band that loves the video-making process, and perhaps more in the future will come from the Raven or a future album?
Well, they're expensive. That's the only problem with them. The process was not too hard. Well, we only spent one day shooting the video, so it was fun but expensive. If we had more money, we would do more for sure, but that's only the problem, eh?
Yeah, it's true. It's very true. And it's Sienna, as you surely heard. Many people have said that he have like special eyes in the video. So what can you say about that?
Without my glasses, I'm pretty blind, so I don't really see shit when I wear them.
So when it comes to lead vocals, I'm sure that many people are not aware that Etienne and GP that share the lead vocal duties, very similar voices. How does that pan out when it comes to recording and deciding who sings what? And what advice can you give the listeners to finding out who sings what?
Who sings what? I'd say come to the show. That would be the easiest way to find out. When we work on a new song, me and JP, we just decide who wants to sing that song, and we write lyrics on our side. Mm-hmm. And that's how it works. We do the music first and then the lyrics afterwards.
So after looking at your influences again just recently, I see a lot of classic European skate punk bands, that are unfortunately not seen as very much influences in Canada, like Adhesive, No Fun At All, and your personal heroes, Satanic Surfers. How has the European sound influenced the band and your skate punk style in general?
Well, the Swedish punk scene for us is a big deal. In the 90s, there was so many good bands in Sweden back in the 90s. Like you said, Satanic Surfers, Adhesive, No Fun At All, and lots more, like Randy, Milan Collin. I don't know about Canada, but in Quebec, Quebec's in Canada, but the Swedish scene was pretty big in Quebec back in the days, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. No, talking about Quebec, actually, in your opinion, why has Quebec been such a force in the punk rock world? Like, every band loves to play in Montreal, for example, and Quebec City. And there always seems to be skate punk acts coming out every year, releasing albums, EPs.
All I can say is that the show in Montreal was great. The show that we did in Montreal was like...
It was crazy.
You find like the crowd is different from other places in terms of like, you know, being active and buying merch?
I guess the cultural life in the province of Quebec is really active.
Yeah.
We have lots and lots of festivals, lots of bands just coming and going. So I guess... Maybe it's part of the culture of the province of Quebec to just be involved in the music scene.
Since Mute is French, like me, I'll switch to French for a little bit during the interview, and hopefully it won't confuse a shitload of people. Probably will influence Matt a bit, but...
Well, he's playing
a game actually now, so he doesn't probably listen anyway. That's fine. Alors, on va continuer en français, comme j'ai dit. Alors, les gars, puisque vous êtes Québécois, est-ce que vous tenez une place spéciale dans vos cœurs lorsque ça vient jouer dans votre province? Et deuxièmement, quelle a été votre expérience en jouant des shows en France et en Belgique même, ou la Suisse?
Ben, quand on joue au Québec, c'est certain qu'on est là plus souvent parce que c'est notre province, puis c'est plus facile pour nous autres de tourner dans notre province que de sortir à l'extérieur, donc... Je dirais juste qu'on est chez nous, donc c'est toujours plus confortable. Là. C'est comme porter des pantoufles. Pour ce qui en est de la France puis de la Belgique, je dirais que peut-être que c'est le contraste. Peut-être les gens de la place, les gens de la France et de la Belgique qui sont plus identifiés à notre, à nous parce qu'on parle leur langue en plus. Donc, ils sont contents de voir qu'on est un peu comme eux autres aussi.
Oui, c'est vrai.
On est descendants, en fin de compte, de français et... Bon, pas de Belge. C'est pas qu'on les aime pas. La Belgique, c'est super sérieusement. Puis je comprends pas pourquoi les Français font des farces sur les Belges. Parce qu'il y aurait beaucoup à apprendre d'eux autres.
Puisque le gars qui vous accompagne cette tournée, comme Rody, ne comprend pas le français, est-ce que vous aimeriez lui dire de quoi? Ou est-ce que vous auriez une histoire embarrassante avec lui?
Histoire embarrassante, moi j'en ai une très bonne. Là. Il y a deux jours, on jouait justement au festival Envol et Macadam à Québec. Puis après le concert, j'ai décidé de sortir certains comparses des groupes qui nous accompagnaient et des roadies justement. Puis ça donne que le dit type en question, qu'on nommera pas son nom pour pas qu'il sache qu'on parle de lui, il s'est mis en état d'ébriété assez avancé. Puis il s'est endormi juste à la porte du bar où on allait prendre un verre après le concert, dans le fond. Puis c'est ça, il s'est endormi sur le trottoir parce qu'il était un peu trop ivre. Puis il restait là une bonne demi-heure, là, la tête entre les mains, assis à la porte du bar.
Ben, moi, j'aimerais quand même donner un peu de crédit à Matt. Ça fait plusieurs années qu'on se connaît puis qu'on squatte chez eux à chaque fois qu'on vient jouer dans la région de Toronto. Sa famille nous accueille comme si on était vraiment des leurs. Puis... on a toujours eu les meilleurs parties chez eux, puis c'est vraiment le fun de l'avoir sur la tournée cette fois-ci. Ouais. Aussi, deuxième parenthèse, j'aimerais souligner qu'on est avec Céline présentement, qui est une Suissesse qu'on a rencontrée lors de la dernière tournée européenne, qui a fait quelques dates avec nous autres là-bas, qui nous a accompagnés, puis qu'on est super content de l'avoir avec nous présentement pour la tournée avec Strung Out. C'est une très grande fan de Strung Out qui a vu je sais pas combien de shows. Combien t'es rendu, Céline?
157.
157
spectacles de Strung Out, puis ben, c'est le fun parce qu'on l'a avec nous autres encore, puis elle est super fine, puis c'est le fun d'avoir des amis de l'extérieur qui sont avec nous autres, qui nous accompagnent la tournée. Ouais.
Est-ce que vous voyez le Dan enregistrer une chanson en française dans le futur, si la chance arrive?
De mon côté, je penserais pas. Pas en tant que Mute, parce que je pense que Mute est... Ben, je vois Mute comme étant un projet anglophone, un projet qui s'ouvre des portes pour aller justement jouer à l'extérieur, un projet un peu plus international, je pourrais dire. Pour le futur, si j'avais envie de faire un autre groupe en français, je sais pas, peut-être un jour.
J'imagine que jouer ou chanter en français, ça a aussi des...
C'est différent.
C'est différent, parce que t'as pas aussi une image globale, comme tu sais, c'est plus comme dans les pays comme la France, la Belgique, le Québec, que c'est plus limité, je trouve.
Ouais, puis en tout cas, il y aurait des trucs positifs pour le Québec, c'est sûr et certain que chanter en français au Québec, c'est beaucoup plus facile de trouver des subventions, c'est beaucoup plus facile d'avoir de jouer à la radio quand t'es en français, mais par la suite, t'es pris à jouer au Québec uniquement et par la suite en France, ça va très bien ton projet. Est-ce que c'est dans nos priorités? Non, zéro. On n'en a jamais vraiment discuté, puis je pense que pour mieux, ça n'arrivera pas nécessairement.
So, back to English.
Woohoo!
So, any artists that you guys recommend to the listeners?
Well, like I said, we are the Union Great Band. Their latest CD, what is it called?
Great Leaps Forward.
Yeah, Great Leaps Forward. Really good.
IBS, great band from Mississauga.
Thank you.
Any European bands that you guys have recommended or to people or you recommend to anybody?
Yeah, of course, Straight Away from France, great band. There's lots of them.
Insane from Slovenia. Part-Time Killer from Finland.
Drunk Tank from the Netherlands. What else? There's so many of them.
Yeah, there's so many. That's good for now.
Okay.
So where can people reach you online, and where can people buy your albums and your music?
MutePunk.com. That's our website.
It's a MySpace, but we'll have a website eventually.
Okay.
Working on it. Buying music, you can buy it through Interpunk for sure, directly from us at the show.
What about overseas, like Japan? You have...
We do have a record label called Rad Tone. In Japan. And by the way, we'd love to go play there.
And there's always a chance. And I know in Europe you have, is it Evanescence Records? Do you have a web shop, I believe?
Yeah. Where else? We've got a few labels in Europe.
Shattered Thoughts, Craze Records,
fond of life.
Yeah, Germany.
So you're pretty much everywhere, which is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that you could possibly share with the listeners in terms of future plans?
We're currently working on new songs for sure. New CD, we want to release the new full length in the near future. We're like, halfway done, I'd say. Still going to be fast.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Well, we want to tour as much as possible.
So, before we sign off, any last words for the listeners and fans of the band? Perhaps you could have, greetings or...
Well, we're on tour until
the 26th of September. So I guess hope to see you guys on the road.
Yeah.
It's always cool. And if you come to a show, just come talk to us. It's always fun to meet you. And basically, that's it. Hope to see you on the road.
Yeah. Sweet. All right, guys. Thanks for your time and have fun on the rest of the tour. So take it easy, everyone. And this is Marcus reporting in Ottawa for The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
Oh, by the way, thanks for having us at your place, man.
Oh, no problem. Anytime.
Wrapping up the Mute interview segment and almost wrapping up The Grind, that was Mute off of The Raven with a song that is not named after the guy in U2. Maybe it is. I don't know. That was The Edge. Well, we'll catch you next week here on The Grind with more great punk rock and more uncensored interviews, including one with this last band on the show. This is Molten Lava with The Hunt for Shred October. Peace out.